Did you get a sense in this campaign that, because in a lot of communities around the country, debates like this mm-hmm. are between the old timers and the new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in many communities where you have rapid growth, it's actually the old timers who support the growth because they're making money off mm-hmm. of it, whereas the people that just moved in don't want any more growth. Did you get a sense of
no,
that
it wasn't
with this
that.
Debate?
There, yeah. Just about everybody in this neighborhood
uh-huh.
Who knew about it
uh-huh.
supported getting rid of it.
Uh-huh.
But there were some people who just looked at it as how it would affect them personally.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of buildings on Octavia
mm-hmm.
where the freeway cut through to Fell Street before it passed their
mm-hmm.
building.
Mm-hmm.
So now those buildings are fronting on the boulevard and they've got traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, some of those people didn't,
mm-hmm.
they wanted the traffic to continue to go the freeway and bypass them and not
mm-hmm.
come down in front of their building.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one guy who owns half a dozen cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he always parked his car on the alleyway.
Right, right.
That
I know what you're talking
ends
about.
On the freeway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
that
about.
That was his own personal
yeah.
parking spaces. And so he always came out.
Uh-huh.
He wrote a lot of letters. His name is Robert Levin.
Okay.
And he kept writing to the Board of Supervisors. He wrote Tom Amiano all
mm-hmm.
the time. And I remember Brad told me one time, he said, Tom commented to him, he says, you know what? I know that Robin Levitt. He said, I just can't understand why he keeps writing these letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He would have thought that he'd want that freeway. He thought he wanted the freeway. He was confused. He says, no, this is Robert Levin.
Mm-hmm.
So, there were a few people like that, and then people didn't understand it. There's a guy up here on the corner who lives up at 50, I guess it's 50 Laguna,
mm-hmm.
right on the corner, and he thought it was going to bring a lot more traffic past his house.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Cohen, from by the way,
mm-hmm.
Didn't support it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, he called me because there were a bunch of Mint Hill people who were asking him about it, and
mm-hmm.
trying to decide which way they were going to vote. And,
mm-hmm.
So he was trying to get information, and
mm-hmm.
I tried to get him to support us in some way or
mm-hmm.
do some work, and he never would.
Mm.
He didn't ever come out and say he didn't support it, but I assume he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he never would help us.
Mm-hmm.
But he was concerned about traffic on Buchanan Street.
Mm.
And that's all he was concerned about.
Right. So
and parking.
Right.
And so that's a little interesting.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah, because he's kind of a car
yeah.
less person now.
And then also yeah. during the planning period for the Market Octavia plan, during all those 2 years, he didn't participate in that either.
Hmm.
And then he became president.
Mm-hmm.
I actually asked him to be president
mm-hmm.
because he was so much into housing issues.
Mm-hmm.
Really wanted that. I thought it was really time to get that pushed.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he attended a few of the meetings the very end after the plan had already been done. You know?
Mm-hmm. The plan.
But before that, he hadn't really been interested in it at all. All he was interested in was how it was going to affect him personally.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that he was one of those people
yeah.
who was just myopic.